Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy, and you're listening to the Shepherd's Call tonight. We're glad to have you aboard. We got an interesting situation here tonight at the Feast of Tabernacles here in Andrews, North Carolina. We've got a lot of our friends and neighbors gathered around the studio here tonight to present to you the concluding message that we have. We started last night with sand in the gears. Tonight, we're going from sand in the gears to blood in the sand, and that'll be the title of our message tonight, so call a friend. We have a lot of interesting information. Joining us tonight, again, is Dr. Gary Haygood, and with us also from Andrews, North Carolina, is Pastor Jim Van Dyne, and we've got two good witnesses here to the program, and they've got some very important information, very timely, as we are in a time of trouble. Brother Gary, the situation is looking dim even today.
Okay.
And we're now being told that gasoline, we got this gasoline scare back up in front of us tonight to deal with. And would that be a prelude or a pretext to actually go in and maybe invade the Arab countries for the oil? We're needing an excuse now. This could give us a good excuse here.
I believe that this has been their plan all along, and it looks like it's coming to fruition, and I believe that this is going to be all that we need to go ahead and complete the plan to go get the oil.
Well, I believe that's true. If we have a a country to invade, we have some interesting countries to look at here. We've got Libya, and then we've got Syria. And then we've got, again, the old nemesis, Saddam Hussein in Iraq. We've got Iran that we can consider. It's rich in oil. And then we've got the Persian Gulf gas. And we need a pipeline across Afghanistan, to understand. And all these scenarios, we're not gathering up there with the eagles of destruction just to play patty cake chasing across the desert for one man. So it looks like to me we need to gear and go to maybe the Third World War. This could evolve into a very perilous time, as the scriptures have said, in the last days, perilous times shall come. With this scenario, Dr. Gary and Pastor Jim started with the assault on the Pentagon, and it also in the New York City. Let me give you... Nostradamus had a report here on page 308 in the 9th century where he said the new city. Now, everybody in the past has agreed that that was New York City, and we call it Babylon, as he identified it, shall be besieged by a powerful person helped by spies within. This sounds like a conspiracy rather than the work of maybe a few terrorists, Dr. Gary. This is a very complicated issue here. There's more questions raised now than there is settled. The fact that the black box of each of the four planes could not be retrieved and used and utilized and examined, and yet we have the luggage from within the burning towers intact, and that causes suspicion on our part here. And that's an interesting scenario, Dr. Gary. Would you agree?
Oh, yes. We have to consider that these were brilliant men that had to carry out this attack on the World Trade Center. They couldn't leave anything to make any kind of mistakes. But yet, we find out that they left flying manuals in their own rented vehicles. And now we find out that one was dumb enough to bring a suitcase on with incriminating evidence. You know, it had to be a Samsonite piece of luggage, because they're the only thing that could make it through an explosion and a fire when not even a black box could.
Well, you know, I agree with that. And, there, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a laughing issue, but there's some things that are just downright funny about this thing. So maybe we're just a little paranoid, Dr. Gary and Pastor Jim, starting back with the Kennedy assassination. More questions now. How long has that been? 20, 30 years ago? Or maybe longer?
Oh, at least.
Back, we know it's in the 60s. So there's more questions today about that assassination than there are answers, because of the evidence that's been suppressed by, number one, our government, and number two, by our police forces around the country. And the same scenario, we could go through Ruby Ridge, where the government actually settled out of court with Randy Weaver. Jim, you know a lot about that, and you might want to comment on that a little bit later. But that left a lot of questions and a bad taste of blood money being taken for actually shutting up. Well, now we have the Oklahoma City bombing actor Waco, and of course Waco is another, there's a million questions there that we could get into. And now we've got the Mirror Building in Oklahoma City. Million questions there. And now we get New York City and the Pentagon, and we have hundreds of questions already forming in our mind. And no wonder we're a little bit paranoid and suspicious of the activities. Now, who's to gain in this, Dr. Gary? Who stands to gain worldwide in this scenario that's just come down, that has provoked us to assemble the largest fighting army in modern history that we know of since World War II? And we know in the Gulf War, there was more bombs dropped in that situation than there was in all of World War II. So now we have destruction. Let me read you Nostradamus' prediction, as he is talking about in the Mediterranean Sea, a fleet will be wrecked. Now, we have the largest armada of ships converging there on that area, and the earth will shake with the sound of terrible weapons, and the air will vibrate with a strange whirling, and the Mohammedan, that's the Muslim, influence will increase. Now, that's a prophecy that was given by Nostradamus many, many years ago, and here it is, relevant till today. That could actually come to pass here within the next couple of months.
I believe so, Pastor Buddy. One thing that comes to mind right at hand was Dimitri Dudeman's many prophecies, and if you don't mind, I'll just take a minute to
go right ahead
to bring this to the public. He had many, many prophecies that many have come to pass, but one in particular is entitled "War with Hussein Will Restart." Dimitri called me in August the 10th, 1991, and said the angel came and told him more things that would soon happen. This is all he was free to release at that time. He named four things. He said war with Saddam Hussein will restart. Nuclear weapons will be used. Saddam will go against Israel, and the United States will be involved. This looks like this could be a prophecy that he rings the bell on one more time.
Well, that's true. And, of course, Nostradamus, he predicted the invention of the laser beam. The word now is real common here in night combat. And if you remember, in the Gulf War, they used the laser beam to guide the bombs right down the smokestacks of those Arabs that were hid in Hussein's bunker, and they actually put one right down the pipe, didn't they, with this modern technology. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Russians fought in Afghanistan for 10 years. We fought, Dr. Gary, and Jim, you're aware of this, that we fought in 10 years in Vietnam. So mighty armies with modern weapons don't always win the war. So with Hussein, Saddam Hussein, the unfinished business and needing a place to park this great army, Afghanistan won't hold this contingent of armaments that's coming in. So it looks like to me that we have bigger plans than just a little territory up in the rough mountains of Afghanistan, or that the United Nations allied forces could get again bogged down in a war that could last longer than the 10 years that Bush claims it will take to rid the world of the terrorists?
I believe so. The thing that we have to keep in mind is that this has to be an occupying army if their intent and purpose is to take over the oil fields. It could be a super technology type of war that they could probably have it over in a short period of time, but I don't think that they could accomplish what their major intent is for going over there.
Well, I agree with that 100%. And of course, you know, we've been reviewing some of the prophecies, Demetrius, and of course we dug out, you know, everybody threw Nostradamus out the window after 99's prediction failed in the New York City. And now everybody is dragging their books back out, and Sister Chris just happened to have one here for us very handy that we could quote out of. Let me give you on page 14, and this is in Century 1, what he talks about Armageddon. And we have all the tumblers on the lock positioned now to give us a Armageddon unprecedented war that has never been even thought of. So here you go. It says here in number 17, for 40 years the rainbow shall not appear. Now that sounds like maybe a lot of a lot longer than the 10-year projected war that they're predicting. For 40 years it shall not be seen. The parched earth shall wax drier and drier, and a great flood when it appears. It shall become Armageddon, and the wasteland is produced by nuclear warfare and ultimate destruction. Well, there's a scripture in the book of Revelation that talks about that the Father will cut short the days. We're talking about our Heavenly Father, Yahweh. Will cut short the days that are allotted because he's coming back to destroy them that destroy the earth. This is a frightening scripture, and I've often laid awake at night thinking about the horror of nuclear, and now we've got biological warfare on that, Jim, to make us nervous. And so we've got all of them here tonight to entertain our hearts, to cry out to our Father, Yahweh, that he needs to come and intervene, because I don't know how much longer this earth can shake, rattle, and roll with wars and rumors of wars and nations hating each other. We need a kingdom set up that will be strictly a Yahweh kingdom and an earth filled with his peace. So I'm looking forward to that day. But first of all, we're going to, Nostradamus predicts here, we're going to go through 40 years of aggravation in the Middle East strife and the destruction of the Jewish state of Israel in the 40-year war, that Israel will be defeated. And the Allied forces that are there to defend her will be victims also. So this is a powerful prophecy by the book of Nostradamus. And Dr. Gary, why don't you and Jim, Pastor Jim Van Dyne, we have Pastor Jim here tonight, and why don't you and him get in and talk about this situation that we've got on hand tonight. Pastor Jim, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Pastor Buddy. Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh. Well, Pastor Jim, what do you see? As you look over the situation over in the Middle East with our troops going over there, all the armaments, all the ships, all the men, 50,000 reservists being called up. They're talking about homeland defense. They're taking our rights left and right. There's more and more legislation to take care of our guns. What do you see in the near future, especially with the week that's to come in the next 8 to 10 days? What do you see with us having a holiday on Monday? Are you easy about it? Do you have some a little tension there? Give us your forecast.
Well, I'm like you, Dr. Gary. I'm very nervous about it. I believe that the Russian general probably said it pretty close to being correct as far as our troops over there. We could take anything over there we wanted to. We could bomb. We could invade. We could try anything that we wanted, and it would come to naught. And as far as the Homeland Security Agency and the new anti-terrorist bills that they're passing, I believe that will be our greatest downfall for the American people. I believe that in the years, maybe probably just the weeks to come, that they're going to regret very much that they even allowed them to even consider doing passing those acts and passing those laws.
Surrendering freedom.
Surrendering freedom.
Fear.
Well, Pastor Jim, I heard a term that was kind of applicable yesterday with President Bush's father having been in the White House before, and then President Clinton, and now Baby Bush is in there. Someone made the statement that it sounds like we're being bushwhacked.
That's probably correct. As a lot of people know, George Bush Sr. Was the head of the CIA, the CIA director during the Kennedy era. He was the one that pulled the plug there at the Bay of Pigs and created all that carnage that happened there. And then he goes over to Iraq and tries to pull about the same thing. One of the questions I always had concerning that little battle we had over there was, if you use the analogy that Baghdad was in the state of Florida and that Nineveh was where Chicago is, why did Nineveh get totally wiped out when all the problems was around Baghdad?
Well, that's something that definitely needs to be considered. Do you know anything about, have you heard that the Bush family has a lot of investment in the oil and gas industry?
Well, they have a tremendous amount, and their own shipping.
Would you think that this would be to their advantage for the price of gas in this country if the Arabs cut our oil supply off for it to go to $15 to $20 a gallon?
Oh, sure. What are they going to do? Tell the Japanese that they can't buy any of the more of the oil coming out of Alaska?
So the oil in Alaska, we don't get any of that, do we?
Not one drop.
We were supposed to get it, though, when we paid for it, weren't we?
Yes, we were.
Yeah, it was another empty promise like so many of the others in the past. If we were getting that that Alaskan oil, we might have a chance to kind of keep the price down, but with it going to Japan and we being totally dependent on the Arab oil, we could see gas prices, I heard today, upwards of $10 to $15 a gallon if you could even find it.
Yes, I believe that is probably something we're going to see in the very near future, and I hope that the people, our brothers and sisters out there, are where they need to be at this time.
Mm-hmm. What did you think about Bush's rapid reaction to send the forces when he had no earthly idea for sure who started this thing, who was behind the attacks and all the destruction that went on?
Well, there's a lot that he said about that. One of the things that struck me, especially his speech, was it was rather arrogant. When you have the Afghanistans saying, well, now look, if you'll just demonstrate, just show us some factual proof that Osama bin Laden did do this, then we can probably sit down and do some negotiations. But instead, we title it as classified secrets. And I believe it was Bush that said, we don't tell you anything.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that if you were one of the perpetrators behind the World Trade Center bombing, that you would you wouldn't be smart enough to leave your Samsonite at home?
No, I don't think that would happen. Anybody who viewed that or even read about it has to admit that whoever was behind the logistics of that was absolutely far superior to anybody else in this world.
Well, Pastor Jim, during the Y2K scare, most Americans and most people in the world, for that matter, were very nervous, and they stored food and gas and things of this nature. Then after, and of course this really helped the economy of the Clinton administration, it put it probably one of the most healthiest economies that the world has seen in a long time. And then after nothing happened, people were caught with a lot of surplus materials that they couldn't use. Now that they have probably disposed of those in various ways, we know plenty that have. Tonight, Pastor Jim, we see a lot of nervous folks that wish they'd have held on to their supplies. Would you agree?
I agree with that completely. As you said, we knew several also that decided that everything's over with, everything's fine, we're going to go ahead and recoup some of the money we lost during that period of time by foolishly buying all these supplies. And now, I honestly feel sorry for them.
Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming down to the bottom there. We're going to break here in a couple of minutes. We're going to come back. We've got folks sitting in the studio tonight. We're going to get their reaction to what's going on this week. There's been news today that there's been another hijacking somewhere in the world, and we're going to find out about that. And then there's been a bus here in North Carolina commandeered on the local news here that says that that it was there was a killing involved, maybe several. So we're in a nervous, anticipated situation of nerve-wracking. And when people get nervous, they seem to overreact. Maybe our government, Dr. Gary, as you have said, without any evidence to support the cause, to tell the world what happened, we've got a government now that's overreacting possibly to this terrorist attack. We stand behind the government and their efforts to hunt down the ones that instigated it, but we wonder, with some of the questions that we could ask tonight, where are the enemy and who is the enemy, and could the enemy be right here among us? That's a question tonight. We'll deal with that, praise Yahweh. And we also want to indicate tonight that the situation in the world is likely, more likely than ever, to get worse. We're living in troubled time, and you know, one of the problems that we have, Jim, especially over mediatized, we are bombarded with the spin doctors that have given us the side of this issue when we should back probably and sit down, look at the situation and consider the poor Arab side and consider our position and doctrine toward the Middle East. The Shepherd's Call, Pastor Buddy with Dr. Gary and Pastor Van Dyne here in North Carolina. It's the come back and interview a couple of more in the studio tonight. You team will be right back after a couple of minutes. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy, and you're listening to the Shepherd's Call tonight. Glad to have you aboard. Call a friend and tell them that we're on the air. We're talking about the world peril and the situation that we have tonight. There's a lot of movement of heavy armament going toward, once again, we're sorry to say, the Middle East. And we're reminded, Dr. Gary, we touched on this extensively last night, that the Arabs have a prophetic promise in Scripture, particularly in the 16th chapter of the book of Genesis, and in the 27th chapter of the book of Genesis, they have another confirmed promise. So we have two promises here. Number, the promise in 16 was that Ishmael would become an unnumberable nation, and we've seen that with the Arabs. And we know that there's 1 billion, and probably 90% of them, of the Arab descent, that are Muslims. And these fanatics that we have accused of bombing our country, Osama bin Laden and his followers, they are being accused. They have become the prime suspects, according to our government leaders, and information that they are reluctantly giving out. They may release more later, but at this present time, they are the prime suspects. But we understand, Dr. Gary, that there's about 20 other locations where that they suspect, in 20 other countries, that is, that they may be terrorist activities, training facilities, suspected terrorists that have infiltrated some of the more industrialized nations like the United States. And this bombing in and the Pentagon and the attempt at the White House, we understand that the flight that was going into the White House, we understand that that was where that the President or the United States has confirmed that that flight that went down in Pennsylvania was indeed headed for the White House. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the response was terrific. I have never seen a mobilization force so fast, as you said, Gary, without any consultation, without any counsel. Our president made a very, very strong statement that the Arabs, Osama bin Laden and the terrorists, which were Muslims, that they started the war, but it would be ended on our terms, the United Allied Coalition project that is going on there now. And this minute that we speak, we have these large cruisers headed for the Middle East. Now, we've already got two there that has already over possibly 300 planes already there in position. And joining them will be other cruisers and guided missiles and the cruise missile apparatuses that we have, along with at least 100,000 of Marines and special commanders. We don't have any. They assume that some of these soldiers are already in Afghanistan trying to give out information on the whereabouts of these renegades. So we're gathering, the eagles are gathering, and the Bible says, wheresoever the eagles are gathered together. Pastor Jim, you are familiar with that scripture there in the book of Acts. And where the eagles are gathered together, there will the coming of the Son of Man be. Or when we have this great war gathering in the Middle East, the Armageddon battle that Nostradamus had predicted, there will be a great shaking in the earth, and the Bible describes it as a time of trouble such as the world had never seen. Do we have all of the prefixes that's been mentioned above in the tumblers set to open? And this, once this window is open, we could actually be involved overnight in a nuclear exchange. I'm sure that our enemy, the Arabs, if they are our enemy, has the capacity to detonate some nuclear devices along with a biological war. Pastor Jim, what do you think about that?
Well, I believe you're absolutely correct, Pastor Buddy. You'd be like opening Pandora's box. We won't be able to get it all back inside again and close the lid.
There you go.
A lot of things that we have to ask ourselves and try and research and study to come up with some answers is, number one, who set up all of those bases that they're training these terrorists at, and who was over there helping the Afghanistan fight the Soviets gave them the weapons and some of the abilities that they have. Now I understand that the Muslims, being rather rich from their oil that they pump, have the means to acquire these things. But we still got to ask the fact that who helped them. Well, we know that a lot of it was the CIA, and then we have to then go farther back into our research to find out who actually started or helped start the CIA.
Well, we know that the Arab philosophy is taught by Mohammed the Prophet was that when we have an eye for an eye tooth philosophy here, that once we retaliate, then they're going to up the ante, and the cost is going to, we're going to suffer some casualties here, body bags, and does the American people, Dr. Gary covered this last night, that we perhaps may not have the will to fight a prolonged 10-year war. Now, Nostradamus predicts that it could go 40 years of an armed struggle, and I don't know whether that's an overall struggle. If that's true, then we are coming to the end of that 10-year adventure that Bush has predicted. Dr. Gary, you touched on an important subject last night, and I'd like to get you to reiterate. And that is the vision of George Washington, this terrible vision that he saw for the Third World War. And this war actually started in other places and ended up on American soil. Do you see the possibilities that America could be actually engaged in a nuclear war, where that perhaps there's reports that they may be? I think we have Wally Holcomb here tonight, and he has information that they may be as many as 100 nuclear satchels already sitting in strategic places around America. And if they were coded and set to detonate, this country could burn, as Demetrius prophesied, and of course as George Washington seen. Gary, give us a little freshman there on that third stanza.
Okay, the
The third and the most fearful peril that George Washington saw back in 1777, it dealt with from Europe. The clouds came from Europe, Asia, and Africa. And it says, "In my eyes beheld a fearful scene. From each of these continents arose thick black clouds that were so joined into one. And throughout this mass there gleamed a dark red light." Of course, that must be a communist light. "By which I saw hordes of armed men. Three men moving with the cloud marched by land and sailed by sea to America, which country was enveloped in a large volume of cloud. And I dimly saw these vast armies devastate the whole country and burn the villages, towns, and cities which I had seen springing up. As my ears listened to the thundering of the cannons, clashing of the swords, and the shouts and cries of millions in mortal combat, I heard the mysterious voice saying, 'Son of the Republic, look and learn.' Where the voice had ceased, the dark shadowy angel placed the trumpet once more to his mouth and blew a long, steady, fearful blast. Instantly, a light as of a thousand suns shone down from above me and pierced and broke into fragments of a dark cloud which enveloped America. At the same moment, the angel upon whose head still shone the word Union, and who bore our national flag in one hand and a sword in the other, descended from the heavens, attended by legions of white spirits. These immediately joined the inhabitants of America, who perceived were well overcome, but who immediately, taking courage again, closed up their broken ranks and renewed the battle. Again, amid the fearful noise of the conflict, I heard the mysterious voice saying, 'Son of the Republic, look and learn.' As the voice ceased, the shadowy angel for the last time dipped water from the ocean and sprinkled it upon America. Instantly, the dark cloud rolled back together with the armies it had brought, leaving the inhabitants of the land victorious. Then once more I beheld the villages, town, and cities springing up where I'd seen them before." This is quite unusual and interesting prophecy from a man who lived back in the 1700s. So it truly must have been a vision.
Well, that is terrible, and it is frightening to think that we live in this beautiful country here. The World Trade Centers that went down, and of course our Pentagon, which is the very it is actually the hallmark of our mighty military fighting force. America is noted as the greatest military fighting force that has ever assembled in the history of the world. We are at our strongest point, perhaps, but it looks like that we're being systematically brought down from within. Now, I know that there was a leader of Russia, and he said in the United Nations, Pastor Jim, about, I guess this has been about 30 or 40 years ago, probably, 30 at least, and he pounded his shoe on the table, and we're talking about Khrushchev. And he made a statement at that time that maybe that America could be conquered from within without firing a shot from outside forces. So have we invited Jim by immigration laws, been suspended and gates open and the floodgates? We've invited a lot of these aliens in here, and now they fear that 7 million Muslims with the potential of their sworn allegiance to Allah and Mohammed, that that we have the potential of 7 million enemies, and we're not indicting all the Muslims as being enemies because there's a lot of fine people here, as we understand. But that was the general consensus, that all Muslims will be suspect. I believe in New York City, the governor of the state has done past that they will be racial profiling from here on in. Are we getting ready, Jim, for that new world order to come home to America?
Oh, yeah. My, you think about that. In accordance to their belief, their religion, if you have, if somebody does something to them or their family, they must return that favor. And so if you have that many Muslims in the United States and we start arresting them, and interrogating them and throwing them in a jail and doing some of the things that some of these jackboots thugs like to do.
Yes.
We could have a real problem just here.
Just from within.
And then if we want to start bombing them, I guess we're really asking for a problem, because if if I understand Scripture correctly, one of the translations for that word Armageddon is Battle of the Wheatfield.
Well, that's interesting. Well, also sitting in with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Jim just passed me a note over here, and we were talking about the 40-year war of the prediction of Nostradamus, and it's confirmed in the Book of War. Pastor Jim, you've indicated to me in Numbers that the war will indeed last 40 years. Now, in the history that I know of, there's no war that has been able to survive, or nobody has been able to sustain a war over 5, maybe 6 years. I think in Vietnam it was a limited extension, and then, of course, in Afghanistan with the Russians, it was limited, but an all-out war for 40 years across the earth, wars and rumors of wars, is Matthew, Pastor Jim, 24, coming into sight here? A time of trouble is such as the world has never seen?
It sure appears. It must obviously be Jacob's trouble.
All right. Well, joining us also tonight here is Brother Wally Holcomb. And Wally does a lot of internet research for me and passes on information, as does Pastor Jim and Dr. Gary. And we've been really looking at this situation in detail. Brother Wally, you passed me some information here a while back that that there could indeed be as many as possible 100 of these nuke suitcase bombs, as you described it to me, already here in America. Would you like to comment on that?
From what I understand, some of those have been in very secure locations in America for probably 10 or 15 years.
Mm.
They were pre-positioned here. I suspect that some of them were put here by some of our enemies within CI as well as outsiders. What was it, the cartoon character a few years ago, Pogo, said, "We have met the enemy, and he is us."
There you go. Well, with some of the, some, you know, we, Dr. Gary, you and I talk a lot about this also, that Brother Wally and you, me and you talk about this in the sense that we have really put ourselves in a precarious situation here in America. Our policy toward our Arab brothers, these are the main source of oil. As Gary and Jim was talking about a while ago, on the north slopes of Alaska, that oil that was destined to come to America and to shore up our reserves and to make us secure and non-dependent, actually went abroad to industrial nations like Japan and China and other places. And now here we are at the mercy of the Arabs once again. All they've got to do, as Dr. Gary indicated and Jim was talking about, all they have to do is screw the valves down and shut it off, and America comes to an immediate standstill.
Again, I think the enemy is within more than without. That is our oil, and our own trade politicians diverted that oil to what at one time was an enemy country, Japan. They are still our economic enemy, I truly believe. And, you know, the enemy from within is all the way from our local police, who are trained to be our enemies, all the way to our local and state and the federal politicians. It's very widespread. We really have a problem in this country. And a lot of it is our fault, of course, allowing this to happen and not keeping quiet, or rather keeping quiet about it.
Well, here's another quote out of the interview that Dr. Gary sent over to me, and this is the interview by Osama bin Laden by BBC News, and concerning just what you said a while ago, and this part of the interview said, "The American government leading their country towards hell." Now, this is Osama bin Laden. "We say to the Americans as people and to the American mothers that if they cherish their lives and the lives of their sons, they must elect an American patriotic government that caters to the interests of Americans and not the interests of the Jews." What are they talking about here, Wally? Is the American government favoring the interests of the Jew? Is the Jew, is he being favored here in this situation?
Well, of course, we've supported the state of Israel. And it's not a nation of Israel, it's really a state of Israel. There's quite a difference, as I'm sure you know. Since World War II, and then after World War II, when Britain and the American, the Israeli state is really a creation of the United Nations, which is an enemy of a sovereign United States and its several states.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Shepherd's Call. This is Pastor Buddy, and sitting in with us tonight is Dr. Gary Haygood. And also joining us tonight in our search for truth here and answers is Pastor Jim Van Dyne of Andrews, North Carolina, and our good friend Wally Holcomb from over in Tennessee, our neighboring states here, Wally. We're in here in fellowship of the Feast of Pentecost. And we shudder to think, Dr. Gary, that maybe when we rejoin ourselves here in the spring of the year 2002, this might be a very, very, very sad occasion for our earth. We are in dire straits tonight. We're sponsored by Miracle 2. Let me tell you a little bit about some soap, and we've got the man that knows a lot about Miracle 2, Dr. Gary. Dr. Gary, give us a little information about Miracle 2 and what it can do in these troubling times as a protective agent, replacing some of the more expensive items that you have to get for in the event of nuclear war.
Well, Miracle 2 was brought to Earth by a man in close to Monroe, Louisiana. It's a complete system that cleans the body externally and internally. It's also being studied at present by countries all over the world because it's been found to be a neutralizer that can actually neutralize smallpox, anthrax, and some of the problem epidemics around the country or the world that can be readily treated with this product and neutralized, and may be the only self-saving product that we can depend on. It's been performing miracles for 20 years. Of course, the general public knows nothing about this. It's basically a word of mouth, and now a few more people are catching on now, but I think it's for Yahweh's people. It's just in the nick of time.
Well, Dr. Gary, you really touched on something today. And after we hear Dr. Jack Souter's lecture here today in Andrews, North Carolina, he touched on the information from Miracle 2, the scientific data that's concerning the congealite in the blood of the Aryan race. And he gave a fine lecture. And if you folks would like to have that lecture, that Dr. Jack Souter's, first time I've ever heard this. We've talked a lot about the congealed light in the blood of the Aryan nation of Israel. You need to get this 2-hour videotape concerning this. And if you'd like to have that, simply write Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. And if you'd like to call us, we're in Feast now, and you could leave us a message at home in Tazewell. You could call us at area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like to call us directly here after the broadcast, you can call area code 828-321-1010, and you can catch the studios here tonight. Praise Yahweh. Call within 15, 20 minutes after the broadcast, if you'd like, or immediately after the broadcast, because we're going to be going into service right here at 9 o'clock. So, or a little bit after 9 o'clock. Now, if you'd like to email us at houseofyahweh@posse-comitatus.org. And we'd also like to give you our website, www.posse-comitatus.org/House of Yahweh. We'd like to also tell you tonight that we will be on United Patriot Radio at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight until 1 o'clock. We are 2 hours up there, Dr. Gary, carrying the truth of this message, and you'll hear more of the message tonight on United Patriot Radio. And you can dial Captain Steve Anderson's Patriot Radio station on the shortwave frequency at 6.900 on the upper single sideband. And we send greetings to our Aryan brothers all across the earth that know the free pardon of sin and that worship and bow the knee to Yahweh only. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in troubled times. This is Pastor Buddy. Give us a call. We'll be back here tomorrow night. We hope that Pastor Jim Van Dyne can join us again, and Dr. Gary and others here at the Feast of Andrews, North Carolina, can sit in with us as they have valuable information at this critical hour in our nation's history, and maybe even, Dr. Gary, the history of the world.
Well, we're going to be here. We just ask for Yahweh to open the eyes of the people and bless this land.
Well, we see that the time is coming down, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. We salute you. And if you would join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another exciting show on the Shepherd's Call. We greet all of our brothers across the world tonight on the downloads and the macro rebroadcasters, and also on the shortwave of United Patriot Radio, 6900 on the upper sideband. Yahweh bless you until tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Keep your head low and your powder dry. Yahweh bless you.
Each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.